The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
They just don't call in.
They don't call in. Yeah, that's the problem with most shows. Oh, by the way, so what? Big Fatty
what?
Had a contest, you know, in for Christmas.
Yes.
The Christmas content contest.
Yes.
I won it.
Well done.
Kathy Bacon is sending me $75.
Wow.
Right? So thank you, Kathy. Thank
Yay.
You, Big Fatty.
You can take me to dinner with that.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Big Fatty.
You shouldn't have told me. I wouldn't have known. You. I don't listen to any of these shows.
I don't listen to any
podcasts. I would have had no idea you won
so
money.
So many podcasts. By the way, next week, on next week's show, I'm pimping up.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't listen to any of these shows.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2081 of the BFO for Thursday, the 14th of January 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got some voice letters and an Axe Big Fatty question and some more January content. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, do-overs. Big Fatty, I'm sad. I'm sad, too. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are do-overs because we're doing it again. Big Fatty, y'all, I don't know what happened. I had recorded today's little show, and y'all, then the banjo band froze up, and it lost everything, so I'm having to redo it again. Beh, Eddie, and y'all, what am I trying to say this? In transparency, I'm recording this on Tuesday night. Yes, Big Fatty, we heard it was pre-recorded for our future enjoyment. Well, it's pre-recorded again, yes. because y'all, Granny and I are now over at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, we were leaving to come to the Horror Hotel. We were originally going to come over on Thursday, we decided to, come over, Wednesday after work, and, I wasn't going to get in over there until about 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I just didn't want to record the little show over there that late. You know, if I had one in the can, Betty, we don't want to hear about what you have in the can. I can just record the Friday and the Monday. Little shows from the Horror Hotel. Yes, Big Fatty. So that's where that is. So on tomorrow's little show, you'll get to hear about my ride over to the Horror Hotel with Granny and the first day of the leather. Weather. Weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we're going to have... Gavin is coming. Ooh, y'all, that is... That's fiber. Big Fatty, isn't that trademarked? I think it is. Gavin from the Stick It With a Poke. Little show is going to be there. And... a lot of folks from the different horror groups are going to be there. So, y'all, and Durwood's going to be there. So, y'all, it should just be a wonderful time. Big Fatty, you're forgetting Granny's going to be there, too. Yeah, Big Fatty, you hit and save a lot already. I am hit and save a lot. Today, the 14th, of June, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you're hurting at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he runs that airplane, little show. Y'all, it is the Seder. It is the Seder 60. We love the Seder. to 69. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's just pooping his pants. Big Fatty, that's Granny. Oh, that's right. y'all, he's just as nice as he can be. So, Big Fatty, did you think he'll be able to keep his shoes under an hour? Probably not, because at his advanced age, he has to put in his polydent and all, and you know, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, if you see the same Big Fatty, you seem to be wasting time trying to fill this up again. Well, y'all, speaking of that, I have to tell you that about that in just a second. But anyway, y'all, if you see the Santa on the 20 or the face space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope either Cindy or Gus, the kitty cat, makes him a big old bacon flavored cake. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And he says, Dear Ask Big Fatty, I just heard you say you would not cook for anyone for fear of bad cooking. Well, I, for one, am looking forward to visiting in the future and sitting down for dinner with you. My question is this. I kind of just realized that I haven't heard you mention the Checkerfill in some time. Are you boycotting it because of the gay marriage thing? I don't mean to get political here. I was just wondering. Thanks, your international straight boyfriend who is living overseas. Well, Straight Bob, first of all, thank you so much for the question. It's always lovely to hear from you, and this is an excellent question. Yes, Big Fatty, you got in trouble for not calling Kathy Marshall's an excellent question. I know, but excellent question, and the easy answer is no. I'm not boycotting them. I don't care for what they, the way some of their policies and all. But y'all, I think if you look at a lot of companies are fucked up. But I do like their chicken. But in answer to your question, I haven't been there very often. If I go, it's just because they've given me a coupon or something like that. And quite frankly, I'm just not eating a whole lot of fast food or that kind of stuff as much anymore. Big Fatty, it's your clog your arteries is what it'll do. It'll clog your arteries.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, and I realize I'm a week behind in listening to your little show, but I'm entering the Gus Chad New Year contest now before Daniel Brewer rings up and changes all the rules and conditions like he did with the Kathy Bacon contest. So one entry for me.
Yeah, Gussie, that is
Woodstock.
Y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie Batley, and Scotty. First of all, thank you so much for the call. always lovely to hear your voice, and y'all. I know what I was going to, Scotty. Before I get to what you're saying, y'all. Well, first of all, Scotty, I think you're a little bit confused. Me? Hey, he's confused. Y'all, earlier this week, I compared myself to the aunt. I said I was the Aunt Clara of podcasting. And y'all, I went on the inner tubes and I found this. Just listen to this. Yes, McFaddy.
KTV presents Aunt Clara's thoughts on Bewitched.
On the other hand, you know, I
any more thoughts, Clara?
Well, I thought now, what was that?
Watch Aunt Clara.
No, watch it.
On Bewitched.
And watch this.
Weeknights at 8, 7 Central on MeTV.
Big Way, it sounds exactly like it. Y'all, it's scary. It is just scary. But Scotty, you know, with Gus Chad's contest, it's you have to mail it in. It has to be par avion to be an entry. But anyway, I don't know if there are special considerations for folks in Mexico or not. But that would have to be a ruling from Big Manny.
Oh my gay God. This is Scott, you know, Sanders 69 of the Defenders, host of the Sanders Here podcast. Oh my God. Thank you, Miss Bacon. Thank you, Big Fatty. I'm just like, giddy like a little schoolgirl. Can I tell you how ironic this is? Because, you know, 114, that's my birthday, January 14th. It's my birthday, and that was my number. And, oh, my God, I just think, God. And, of course, 68, my favorite number, because that's when you get a blowjob and then you owe the guy one. But thank you, Big Fatty, for providing this content. And Kathy Bacon, you are batshit crazy. I've made no secret of it, but you have got a heart of motherfucking gold, and you, you're just so sweet, and I thank you very much. Oh. Happy birthday to me. All right, this is a Sater. I'll catch you later. Christopher is looking at me like, what the fuck is going on, Dad? This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty. Y'all, that is, that of course is a little schoolgirl, Sater. Big Fatty. Sater, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, it's hard to believe that it was number 114, which equates to today, which is June 14th, which is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's true. And Scotty, I don't think Scotty ever had a chance. What do you think, Clara?
Oh, on the other hand, you know, I
any more thoughts, Clara?
Well, I thought, now what was that?
Oh, Big Fatty, I don't know what it was either, but it. Poor Big Fatty.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy
thing. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got an e-letter from Patty Bacon just before I recorded this the first time. Right? It says, ole, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's hello backwards. It says, Happy New Year! And it's the year of 60. Patty Bacon speaking. Now, Big, I have this straight cousin. I'm exactly 1 week older than her, and her name is Kathy. Kathy is very nice and does not posts pictures of herself in tiny underwear with her private hair showing on Instagram like some of our cousins do. Beep! That is vulgar! Kathy ran a contest for you in December, and I was allowed to enter. So now I think there's a challenge. In the near future, I need to administer a contest. I have my thinking cap on and will get back to you with my plan. Stay tuned. And toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from members of the Bacon family. And, yeah, now I hear myself doing it, and I think I am Aunt Clara. Patty, a couple of things to consider. You know, now January is the Gus Chad January content contest month, and then the last week of January, running concurrent with that, and the first week of February will be the number one fan entries, because you know we choose the number one fan during the during halftime of the Superb Owl, and that's on the 7th of February, and then Kathy Marshall and that Peter G are going to do the so-so question contest, because you know I forgot to say that Kathy Marshall's question was excellent. It was just a so-so question, so it's so-so question month in February. So you just keep your thinking cap on, but keep that in the back of your mind. Oh, and Big Fatty, don't forget, Gus Chan might do another one in the summer. Oh, that's true, that he might do another one in the summer. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Chad's new contest. It's January content contest month. Mail some shit in.
Yes, let's y'all, that of course is Digga Digga. Thank you so much for the the tune. And Big Fatty, is this where we pretend to open the cards for the first time? It is. And y'all, our first card here. Let me just open that up here. Oh, Big Fatty, look, Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, it's from Matt. It's from Matt Burlingame, and it says something made me think of you today. And it's got a puppy dog. Big Fatty, like it's a puppy dog, and not something shatting all over the floor. Anyway, and it says, Burglary, something always does. Hope you're doing well. A little something for your content contest and a chance to just say hi to one of my favorite people. Happy January, Matt Spanking Bee Author. And Matt, that is just as sweet as it can be, Fatty. I think you may have pulled that one off, Big Fatty. It almost sounded like you opened it. Well, at least the thought was genuine, yes. Now, y'all, I will tell you this. I didn't have the Aunt Clara thing in the first version of this, so Big Fatty, it was destined. You needed to have it in this. This episode would have sucked without Aunt Clara. Right, Clara?
On the other hand, you know, I...
Any more thoughts, Clara?
Well, I thought... Now, what was that?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show. And, Cindy, what is your highlight of being on the Satisphere?
I don't listen to any of these shows.
Comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.